This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
Right, Macca, now we've got the lovely Karen Bryant from Midsummer.
Fantastic.
Good morning to you. Great to have you in the studio again.
It's great to be here.
We've had you on the phone a couple of times, but it's just great to have you here in person.
It's lovely to be here. And isn't it a gorgeous day?
Oh, it's perfect.
Yeah, and I can't believe that you've actually got time for us.
Yes.
Like today, like carnival starts tomorrow. You must be run off your feet.
Well, our festival actually started today because this year we started a day early with a consent festival. But I think the adrenaline's pumping, really excited. The site's starting to look great. And, you know, I put my order in for 25 degrees for carnival about a month ago, and it's come in perfectly.
It's come through. Congratulations.
It's looking pretty good.
So tell us about the Consent Festival. This is a new concept.
Yeah, it is. Look, I think there's a couple of things. One, the festival's growing bigger and bolder every year. So, you know, adding extra days made sense, and having an opening weekend as opposed to, you know, just starting with carnival. Not that that's a bad way to start. The festival is obviously an arts and cultural festival, but more and more we're providing the spaces for really important cultural discussions and dialogue. And the Consent Festival was an event that came to us and said that, you know, they would like to run alongside Midsummer, and we thought it made much more sense for it to be part of Midsummer.
Fantastic. So what is it? Tell us about it.
Well, actually, it's happening right now down at the Spiegel Tent, and there's a whole range of different activities that allow dialogue to be happening around, you know, what is consent, and also there's a party tonight, so people can still get on along tonight. It's a separate ticketed event, so that's something that have a bit of a party to start off before carnival.
Sounds great. So what are you most excited about with this year's festival?
That's always the hardest question I've
ever
asked.
You must have actually rehearsed your answer for
that.
Well,
look, it changes. It literally changes every time I come into a studio. I'm really excited around having the festival bar in the Malthouse this year. We have been busting the rafters with that for the last couple of years. The festival bar's continually been full most nights, and it's really nice to have a bigger venue. And, you know, we've moved our office to Southbank, so it's really nice to be working with Malthouse on that. So that's one thing. I'm really excited that we've got our first opera. We don't seem to be able to find any other record of an opera being part of Midsummer before. Wow. And our music program's been strengthening every year for the last few years, so that's, you know, a little bit on top. That's Orpheus down at Abbotsford. I'm really excited that we've got a range of sellout events already. So Dolly Diamonds, pardon me, is sold out. The Gender Euphoria is sold out.
I was going to ask you to get me a ticket for that.
I can't get a ticket for that.
I have been online for days trying to get a ticket and I can't.
But, I mean, I think this is actually a reason. Like last year, people missed out on some things. And so I think this year people started to get in early because our sales have been way ahead of previous years. But there's still so much to see and do, though, because it's a really strong program. Mm. So, you know, if you miss out on one thing, find something else. Find lots of things else to go to.
So tomorrow's carnival.
It is, yeah.
And it's topped off with the big outdoor dance party at the very end.
Yep.
It's the old tea dance, which
That's
has
right.
now been converted into a everybody can come to
yes,
event,
yeah.
which is fantastic.
Yeah. It just makes the whole day flow too.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and I think it's part of that whole philosophy that we've had with carnival as a whole, to have the family zone with things for little children,
very important.
The senior zone, now the youth zone as well, and so many different areas, and that flow from, you know, early morning throughout the day, past sunset into the evening, which is an event for, you know, for everybody to attend, works really well. And Tea Dance is a great way to finish that off and just party.
I love it. It's one of my favourite things. So the other question that I had for you was Pride March.
Yep.
So this year you're starting a bit earlier than previous years.
Yeah, and I think anyone who went through the heat of last year and people literally were melting.
I remember being in the
caravan. Oh, we were in the cubby house.
In the caravan on Fitzroy Street, the SBS And I now know how a chook feels in a pressure cooker.
Oh, Matt, I remember watching, we had Tony Walker from Ambulance Victoria.
Yeah.
And then after him, we had the police. What was his name again?
Oh, yes, Neil.
Neil.
Assistant Commissioner.
Well, I was watching the pair of them, and they were like a dishcloth.
Yeah.
They just, the sweat was just dripping off the face.
It was an extreme.
The nose.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, yeah. It was a one. Yeah. That was it.
And that
extreme.
Doesn't happen very often, no. But it got us thinking. And the beauty of that was when we started thinking, and it's that balance, you don't want to be too early on a Sunday morning. But weather aside, we'd also had lots of people in previous years come to us and sort of say, you know, after we're celebrating in Tarni, going, oh, we have to leave now because we've got, it's a work day, it's a Sunday night, we've got work tomorrow, or we've got kids and it's a school, you know, we've got to get kids ready and things. So we kind of worked on a time that would mean the march finishes at lunchtime. What better way on a Sunday afternoon than to be have by lunch. The sea and actually celebrate after Pride March as well. So we're actually thinking that it's actually going to make the whole event stronger and more engaging once people have finished the march itself.
Cool. Well, I suppose one of the challenges is going to be, and I think Brenton might have raised this, is people, you know, coming down from country areas, that it means, you know, a longer travel if they're coming on public transport. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's not to keep people out.
Absolutely.
It's actually to, you know, to try and make the event better. It's not all about the weather. It's actually about giving more of the day.
Yeah, and we really have to balance,
event, isn't it?
Yeah, and we really try and balance everything because the big thing for us is we want everyone to be able to be involved in everything.
Of course.
And, you know, so finding, you know, even when it's not extreme, having a day where the march itself is not at the hottest part of the day is going to help people with small children or elderly or, you know, people who might find that walk, even, you know, it's not a long walk, but still find it challenging.
Fortunately,
we deliberately, absolutely, we deliberately picked 11 o'clock because it didn't feel too early. But, you know, we also hope that, you know, if people are travelling, and we know a lot of people do travel, that they come a little bit earlier and see more of the festival and you know, there's and stay with friends and family and actually really soak up the atmosphere rather than just be here just for the day.
So how are registrations going for the Pride March? Have they exceeded records?
They have, actually. So we're on, and look, groups do register with an estimated number, and they register early, so they're guessing how many they might get. But based on sort of how those numbers have translated to real numbers for the last few years, we're on track for a record number this year.
Wow. Can you give us a sense of the numbers?
Oh, look, there's 8,500 people that have registered.
Jeez.
Which is a lot. It is growing. So 2 years ago was the biggest ever recorded. Last year, even in the heat, was the second largest marching number ever recorded. So we would expect this year to, you know, to certainly be close, if not completely blow those records out the water.
Wow. And any surprises in terms of the type of registrations that you're getting? Are you getting, you know, more from a particular sector or more schools or?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think probably again over the last few years, there's been growth in a variety of areas. So, you know, we've seen youth groups increase consistently over the last few years. You know, we had 400 young people march a couple of years ago, and that's, you know, those sorts of numbers of young people seem to be consistent now. More family groups, more faith groups. There's just, I think, the diversity and the whole program of Midsummer's like that. You actually look across the program now, which has grown over 43% in size of numbers of events just in the last 2 years. And a lot of that growth has come from a broadening of the types of communities and demographics that are taking part, which is exactly what we wanted. So we're really thrilled about that.
Now, you've one of the things that I saw that really made me feel good. Haven't been to Midsummer for a while because normally my work interferes. This year I'm not going to be able to go to much. Next year, look out. But is that Midsummer?
Well, we're going to heaps. We've got a whole calendar full of stuff.
Yeah. I'm actually moving
house.
We can't
get into gender euphoria.
And I like to move house a room at a time, so it's a bit disruptive. But the state government has come to the party in terms of supporting Midsummer, which it's done for a while, but the most recent level of support, I think, was awesome. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, look, it's actually been, the support's been actually the same dollar value for a few years now. So when I came on board, we did have some state government funds through Creative Victoria, but I think it's fair to say, you know, from an arts perspective, an arts festival perspective, it wasn't that high, and we had a lot of conversations, and the state government really valued what we were doing, and so agreed to come on board for Pride March. But we've had to apply for that for the first couple of years. Last year, the year before, we had to apply every year.
Yeah.
And then wait, and yeah, you know, with bated breath, yes, and think everything crossed. So whilst the announcement last year wasn't actually any more money, it was the same amount of money we'd had for the two previous years, it was a commitment for 3 years.
Yes.
And that
does, provides certainty.
It gives you some sustainability,
exactly,
and, you know, just that sense, because there are times that my heart is literally, you know, in my mouth going, well, if we get this, we can do this. And you're kind of juggling and everyone's going, the last date we can make a decision about whether we can do this. And those, you know, it's always tight. So any security always really helps.
Yeah, so that was really pleasing to see. And I know, you know, the relationship with the City of Melbourne is very good, strong.
Yes.
Look, I wish you well for the festival. I think, you know, the way that it's developed, the way it's changed, is a reflection of Melbourne. It's a
Absolutely.
Reflection of our community. And, you know, that it's so strongly supported. You know, good that things like Carnival are still very much a central point, and I know that, you know, that also changes. But I have very, very, very many fond memories of Carnival, some of them from longer ago than I'd care to remember. But it's a great community day, great family day, and I really wish you luck with it tomorrow.
Thank you very much, and let's make more memories.
Yes, make more memories.
Karen, thank you for coming into the studio.
Thank you.
Congratulations on what, again, looks to be an absolutely bumper festival.
Yeah.
I'm looking very forward to participating, and let's maybe have another chat after the show and do a bit of a reflection on
it.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Enjoy, and happy midsummer.
Thank you.
Happy midsummer.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.